Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, welcome back to another episode of the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. I'm your host, Bethany. I'm joined by my two ladies, my two co-hosts, fellow Sagittarians. We have Meek and we have Elizabeth. Hey.
What's up?
You gonna give us a good rendition for every episode? I mean, ain't mad, Meek.
A good rendition of what?
Because last week it was moving on up, you know? Because we on the Bomb Network, so.
If you didn't know, now you know, nigga.
Welcome.
You know very well.
What?
Yes.
Hey, don't let them what? Wait, what did she say right there?
But not that many.
Oh, that's what I thought. Because I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
That's funny when you get older and you listen to songs from like when you were a kid, you're like, oh,
you're like, I know what they said, right?
That's what they're saying.
That's what that means.
The crazy thing is, I am a big Toni Braxton fan, and I still don't know like half of her motherfucking lyrics.
No, she reminds me of Ariana Grande. Like, whenever Ariana releases a new album, I'm like, let me get them lyrics, and I'm gonna like read along.
Right.
As I listen to the album, like, enunciate, girl. I can't. I don't know.
That's what makes Toni Toni, though.
Yeah. So here at Crazy Sexy Cool, we give our black ass millennial opinions about the crazy, the sexy, and the cool hot topics. So let's jump right into it. I want to say first, I'm gonna put this out here for everybody to know about me. There are a lot of movies and there are a lot of TV shows that are considered classics that I have not seen. Okay. Disney movies, Disney classics. I haven't seen Cinderella. I've never seen The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast.
Don't watch Pocahontas. That should have pissed you off. I get pissed off every time I fucking watch Pocahontas.
You know what? I watched it. So I watched that recently, probably within the last like 2-3 years. And I wasn't impressed. I mean, it just was like, okay, yeah, y'all lying about American history. Cool. This is the genocide. Let's talk about that.
That part.
But yeah, so I have seen everyone talking about this specific show, this particular show, and I've been wanting to start, but I just feel like it's going to be so heavy that I need to like take my time and digest this show. So I really have to. So I just started Snowfall.
Where you at in Snowfall?
So I just live tweeted the first episode, season one, pilot episode.
I know you're not watching this bitch like as though it's like really like actually airing. Like, I'm gonna need you to watch more than one episode, Bethany. Like,
no, I don't.
You
I don't
like binge. A whole three. It's like three seasons out right now. I need you to binge. I need you to binge.
Talking about when I just get to the end. When I get to the end and I'm all caught up, I get pissed because I'm like, well, shit, now I got to wait like everybody else.
Three episodes and there's going to be a new episode coming. Like, three seasons. There's three seasons. You're on the first episode. You're taking the episode week by week. You're never going to finish.
Well, ever. I'm not planning. I wasn't planning on doing it week by week. Like, okay. So the reason why I started it probably some months ago, like when the pandemic first like shut us down, right? But the first, it was just so, it had my heart beating. And when it comes to like,
Meek, she said she had to brace herself, leave her alone.
For real, I really have to like,
the suspense
drives my anxiety through the roof, but it's such good TV and I get it. I watch it and then I have to watch a comedy right after for the balance because it's just so heavy. In my heart, like, I need to laugh after the shit I saw.
What? Okay.
I didn't know what to expect.
I started it some months back. Like, you only on the first episode, bruh. The episode is only an hour long. What you doing?
Like, oh, and that whole hour, my shit was beating out my chest, dog.
She said it's intense, Meek. It is very intense for her.
And the same thing for Power. Because I've watched a season season one, and then I watched half of season two. And I was just like, I can't. Why am I doing this to myself? Like, this is too much for my life.
Power?
Yes, yes. It. Yo, no, bro,
the
no
first
fault.
Episode, it was so much blood and people getting shot in the head. And like,
E, have on. You watched Snowfall? Have you watched Snowfall?
Yes, yes, I have. Okay, seen
Snowfall is really not that intense like that. It's really not.
Princess over here has been seen when we see grown ups. So you didn't even see certain classic movies, you know what I'm saying? So Princess over here.
Have you even seen Menace to Society? I grew up on Menace to Society. Not Don't Be a Menace, but Menace to Society.
Tell me the main actors, because I get them mixed up with Boys in the Hood. So
Lawrence Tate.
No, I haven't.
Oh, oh my god! Yo, I gotta put you in timeout, bro. Like you can't.
Boys in the Hood.
Yes.
Okay.
But Menace to Society, though.
I ain't seen it, man.
Bethany, like,
look, I'm trying to do better.
Bethany, girl, but the hood.
No, no.
What you talking about?
No, but not them hoods, though. Like,
not our hoods.
No, not them West Coast hoods. I grew up in the South. I grew up in the country hood.
She wasn't witness to the crack era. Like, shit.
Are you kidding?
I'm talking about on the West Coast, honey.
See, the West is different from the South, is different from the North. Yeah.
Y'all landscape still look beautiful as shit. Like slimy.
And so you pull into the projects, you'd be like, damn, I done made the wrong turn.
Really though, Bethany, you gotta do better. That's your homework. For the next assignment, you gotta watch Menace to Society. And you gotta sit down and watch all of it. And I want a report on it. And I need you to compare and contrast.
Homework.
Compare and contrast.
Chill.
Between Lawrence Tate's character and the main character. Okay? I need that done by
Lawrence
Sunday.
Lawrence Tate's not the main character?
No.
He's the sidekick. He's like the best friend.
Yeah. So he's not the main character.
Oh.
I'll do the homework. Can be in on the jokes or nothing, like so. If I be like, if I say, Bethany, you know, you fucked up, right?
You know, you fucked up.
But you know, that's a classic moment. That's like people use that all the time.
So you be faking it, bro. Like you never really witnessed that. Like you be like, Jada played it.
Jada Smith.
I've seen some of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Jada was in there.
Jada. Oh, Jada Pinkett. Yeah, she was.
Okay, y'all. So, look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch it, and I'll report back. How about that?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you some questions, because I know that movie back and forth, all right? So, I'm going to ask you all the questions. We're going to test that.
Doing a good old West Coast accent, whatever that is.
I can't, because, like...
With them hard R's.
I can't. Oh, all right.
Here you go.
No, for sure. Them hard-ass R's.
But yeah, y'all watching anything else? Am I the only one that's kind of like starting new shit? Because P-Valley's not on no more, so I'm like,
I started
I'm trying to be on the second season
of P-Valley. Hey,
bitch, what pole are you dancing on? I would love to see this. He's gonna be fucking blood busting the splits everywhere. Like,
she is a queen. Little busted baby. She gonna show the people why. That's gonna be her stage name. Coming to the stage.
Hey.
Busted baby.
Hey.
Right. Her ass gonna be called the answer. They gonna be asking why, and she gonna give them all the answers. Look at that.
I actually like that.
Shout out to Allen Iverson. Hey.
Gotcha, right?
So I am going to start Lovecraft Country because everyone's talking about it. I am going to start that.
Okay, so that when you sit and say brace yourself, that you have to brace yourself. You're getting shit from everywhere, like everywhere, where you're like, fuck, what the fuck did you just do to my motherfucking mind right now?
What are you trying to tell me, that I shouldn't watch it?
No, you definitely need to watch it.
Doesn't sound convincing.
No. You definitely need to watch it. And scary, the reason, what I'm saying is that, like, they're giving you, when I tell you it's just a mix of all types of genre, where, like Snowfall is very straight to the point. It's very straight to the point. And then if you know about the crack era in California, you already know the gist of the story. So, like, there's, some drama and some suspense, but you know what it is. Lovecraft Country? Bruh. Yo. I'm like, but I love it, though, and I love how they just intertwine all these different genres together, and they do it so well. But I will say this. They set themselves up at a high bar. So it's either it's going to be, like, you know, a show that goes down in history, or it's going to be, like, wah, wah, wah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like that. Yo, you, especially with you, you know, aspiring to be a part of directing, gotta watch it.
See, and that's why I'm trying to, like, revisit the classics, because I need to, I'm sure it's a lot of inspiring moments that will affect my writing or my producing or directing, my eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The second episode of Lovecraft Country, I had to watch the Rugrats afterwards. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I got
to
go.
See, I'm not the only one that has to balance. You got to have the balance.
And yeah, like, it to the point where I had to brace myself. I was like, all right, because, like, I'm the type where I'll go look at the review while I'm watching it to see if there's any, like, thing, because I don't want to miss certain things. And I saw a certain part was coming up, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch this, you know? Yeah, and then I had to watch the Rugrats after. Like, I was like, I was watching it by myself. I was at home by myself watching it by myself. And I was like,
so I need to watch it with all the lights on, like, with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I love the story, though.
Have Martin on the Jamie Foxx show, like, ready for after.
Ready. Okay. Locked and loaded.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to hear your thoughts on that one, though. Yeah.
Is it based on a book, or... like, is this just all brand new shit, like brand new content? Because I love that.
I don't know if it's based off a book. I would not be surprised if it was based off a book. But I will say this. There's a lot of, like, history stories and, like, mythical stories.
Someone said that one episode, Emmett Till pops up at some point. Like, he's mixed within one of the episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna watch.
When did you hear that? Was that last week? Because a new episode just came out today.
It was last week, or a week before that.
That episode too. But what I'm saying is, like you have, like, all these, like, historic stories that we know of, that we're familiar about, and then you also hear, you know, what are they called? Not myths, but, like,
urban legends in a way.
Stories that you hear about. And, like, if you know, if you're well with those, you can pinpoint it and be like, I see what y'all are doing right now. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Yeah.
Liz, are you watching it? Do you care?
No.
The only reason is because everybody's talking about it. Because before, I didn't care. I'm like, I can miss that. Or I'll catch it later. Because that's how I felt about, oh, God, what's the name of the show with Regina King? The Watchmen on HBO. Oh my God. I saw people
tweet
and post about this show for months, and I finally watched it. And it's only one season, but they wrapped that bitch up perfectly. And I was like, I feel so satisfied at the end of this season, like, with what I just watched.
Yeah.
No, I would love another season, but I'm content. Every episode left me confused, but it all wrapped up perfectly. So if Lovecraft Country gives me some of that, I'm cool.
Yeah. But the thing I will tell people with Lovecraft Country, be open-minded and also think sci-fi. So don't think it's going to be that grounded. It ain't going to be, like, I haven't watched Watchmen, but it's like Snowfall is grounded. You get what I'm saying? Like grounded in reality. Lovecraft Country is not all the way grounded like that. So, like, you might, you know, if you go and think it's going to be grounded, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, now we do, you know? So, yeah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have to watch it. I'm currently, I just went and binged through For Life.
You've been talking about this show.
Yeah, it's actually it's an amazing story. I love seeing like Black folks in like an intellectual role. Like, yes. Especially when they got some street to them, but they can like, oh, it just does something to me. And that character, like when they start like spitting that shit, I'm like, let these motherfuckers know. Yes. Yeah, sorry. That's my shit, though. I love that. But yeah, it's really good. The storyline is really good. You could tell that there's a formula to it, though. But the storyline is really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm real busy. I haven't even in touched with any of these shows. This is like some of these shows I'm really just now hearing from y'all right now. So
it's like the first you've heard of these.
Yes. Oh, shit. Lovecraft Country and what's the other one, Meek?
For Life. I don't think you would like Lovecraft Country.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like your shit.
Doesn't really sound like it.
So I don't think that's your shit.
Don't call it that. But
yeah. Yeah, I'll look. Think you'd be in.
If I was still working,
and I'm like, I don't even have time.
Yeah.
If I was still working the hours you were working, I ain't no TV. What?
Yeah. Ain't no TV at all. By the time I get home, I'm tired and gotta get back up again. And then like my Monday through freaking Friday is school. So in between that is gym and little other things I gotta get. Oh, you know, right. Other than that. So
if Liz don't do nothing, she gonna go to the gym.
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
I'm glad y'all know me.
Yeah. Multiple times. Like, she's going to get that gym in. Even if it's, like, at home, while she's talking to you on the phone, she's going to bust out a couple sit-ups, some jumping jacks, and some cherry pickers.
I can't get left behind. That's what I tell myself every day.
Look, you ain't going to get abs just because, okay?
Girl, she had me work out with her the other day. Talk about girl, you wonder how I got them abs. I was like, bitch, this bitch almost killed me. Shit. I'm over here throwing the ball back. I'm like, ain't no punk.
Two more. Let's
like,
go.
And then she's like, you know what? I feel like we didn't do enough on this side. Five more. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Hey, you can kiss my ass, bro. No, ma'am.
It's funny you remember that.
I accept the challenge though, cause I ain't gonna punk out. You know what I'm saying?
Like me said, I ain't no punk bitch.
Yo, so I wanna segue into our first topic tonight. So there is this girl, Chief Keef's baby mama, which I mean that should say enough. Okay.
Like, that sounds like an album.
Chief Keef baby mama. Hold on. I'm pulling it up because I really want to like say her name because that shit is wild to me. So she goes by Slim Danger. Slim Danger. So she was on a podcast called Thoughts Next Door. And
that's properly titled.
You know, and they come on and they tell their stories. And this girl in particular, Slim Danger, decides to talk about how she had a very interesting exchange with the one and only Odell Beckham Jr. So she's saying that Odell likes to be pooped on. okay.
Ew!
I know. So, of course, that sounds gross. And reading a headline, yeah, that's crazy, right? But
is that real?
My thing is, like, as a consenting adult, I just don't. I don't like kissing.
So, what do you do with the poop when it's done?
Is it hard or is it soft? Like, I don't understand.
Oh. Right, and does it just like roll off the body?
Is it runny?
Or does he? Right.
Does he smear it?
Like. Yeah. What is it about shitting like on someone? And I'm not shaming because I really want to understand. I really do. Because, you know, like, shit, I tell niggas to run the red line. So who am I to sit up here and talk about somebody that likes to be shitted on? So I'm just saying, like, what do you do with the shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you, like, flush it? Like, what
this
is that?
This man didn't say that. By the looks of her,
I mean, you'd be surprised what they do.
That is true.
So this girl, but she's saying that he asked her for a video or a picture of her.
Yeah.
And instead, she decided to send him a video of her taking him number two. Yeah.
And she said she had to make it sexy as possible. And it was like showing. And like, I'm like, yeah. And so, on the toilet.
And so he flew her out after that. But she said she couldn't. I guess she had some performance anxiety. So she couldn't get the poop out. But according to her, this is something that he requested.
Okay. Wait. So time out though. Like I've never like been asked to shit on a guy, but I've had a guy ask me to throw up on his dick, you know, and then like if you do anal, there's a possibility that shit is gonna be on the dick. So there might be something there.
Like, you ever have a guy ask you to urinate on him?
Yes.
Have you, Elizabeth? A guy ever?
No.
I had one guy ask.
Not to pee on him. No. What?
Yeah.
So you didn't?
Oh, me?
No.
No, I'm not peeing on no man. But I've had a guy ask like, I want you to shit on my dick, like saying like he wants like to do anal, like I want you to shit on my dick, like I've heard that before.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. You gotta think about like how the body is set up. Like if you fucking somebody in the ass, you're gonna see some shit. Like I've had somebody like, yeah, you want to try to get the shit out your ass before you get
asked. So both,
you never know. You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah,
so,
like
both of you get fucked in the ass. Me first.
Yeah, I mean we grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you haven't been fucked in the ass before?
Yeah, I just didn't like it.
Oh, okay. She wasn't gonna say nothing. Her ass wasn't gonna say nothing.
So if with these guys asking you these things, like, did you sleep with them again? Was it a turn off?
Not necessarily a turn off.
It's not a turn off. It's just like nasty talk. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like they were trying to make a thing of it, because like, you know, throw up on somebody's dick, like you don't sit and just play with the throw up, like you wipe the shit off and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I've done that before and I was embarrassed when I did it, but like it turned him the fuck on. Like it turned him the fuck on. So like he asked me like, cause it's kind of like, oh, I choked her so much that she threw up. Like, you know what I mean? That whole thing.
So stroking the ego.
Yeah. So it like he would ask for it. Like, yeah, like throw up on my dick. You know what I mean? Like.
So I have a question. Okay, let's say this is true. He's into that type of thing. At what point do you decide that you're going to start doing non-disclosure agreements? Because
that's what I want to know. Y'all need to wisen up. Y'all niggas need to wisen the fuck up. Y'all just flying these little, like, and y'all these Insta, it's like these Insta pussies. I don't know what the fuck to call them.
the ones they talk mess fuck about that they would never, ever, like, ever, ever, ever.
Fuck, it's a certain generation. Like, I'm telling you, there's a year that you just, you know, like, whine. Like, y'all need to learn, man. I just feel like our generation is different. Like these Pop Tarts popping up, man, they just for the clout. Like, yeah, oh, like just like they first celebrity dick. They just tweet about it. Like,
right on it. Like, chill out.
Chill the fuck out, bro. Like,
chill the fuck out.
You gotta learn. Like, what did Big Sean say? You one bad moment away from your whole Wikipedia being fucked up. Like,
right.
It takes one bad chick to have your whole shit fucked up, bro.
Right.
Why not have them sign an NDA? And if they don't want to do it, okay, then you know that she might be somebody you don't want to fuck with.
And honestly, real talk, and y'all take it however the fuck y'all want to, but yeah, these bitches might look like they old and mature, but they fucking young-minded as fuck. Like, you'll be surprised. Like, girl been, you know, insta-famous for 2 years and come to find out she's 21. Like, bitch, what the fuck you been doing?
Like, right.
What the fuck are you what? Like 35? Like...
Why do you look older than me?
Why do you look that old? Like, yeah, they bodies might look mature, but these Pop-Tarts are missing some shit in their head. Like,
all that Pop-Tart. Plastic
yeah, I'm calling them Pop-Tarts. Because they instant, you know, they like instant breakfast. Like, see, us, we like, you know, some Belgian waffles, some eggs and cheese, little sausage, bacon, whatever. But these Pop-Tarts, you just pop their ass in a motherfucking Pop-Tart. They pop, pop. You know what I mean?
Ready to
go. I consider myself soul food.
Okay.
Right. Look.
Crock I'm collard greens, girl.
I'm collard greens. Cornbread. Yeah.
Slow cook. Looking at us. It takes about 4-5 hours. It's a 2-day process. You got to marinate the night before. Damn.
You got to start here, then go down.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
You pop one of them bitches out the box, you could take that bitch right out the door. Like, the hell?
Finish her nut bag.
So, all right, so we got another story, y'all, with, you know, Shad Moss, a.k.a. Lil Bow Wow. Bow Wow. I don't know what he wants people to call him, because at one point he was like, don't call me Lil Bow Wow, just Bow Wow. Then it's, call me Shad Moss. It's like, bro.
But no, bro, I'm gonna call him by his new name, pussy ass nigga. Like,
yep,
or pussy ass nigga. You're in that club now.
So yes, allegedly Bow Wow punched his pregnant girlfriend, now ex. I'm not sure how to say her name. Is Kiyomi?
Yeah,
it's a really pretty name, Kiyomi Leslie. He punched her in the stomach while she was pregnant. And held her against her will. He wouldn't let her leave. And it is all caught on audio for everyone to hear that this nigga is out here striking bitches. All right. But the fact that he would do this to a pregnant woman, like, come on, bro. Right. To do it at all, but then to do it while, you know, she's carrying life. Disgusting. Right. It's disgusting.
And then, like,
you know, this isn't my first time hearing anything about him being violent to women.
You think he's got a Napoleon complex?
I think so. I think that is a real thing because he is shorter, that he has to assert some sort of control in some way. And physically, maybe that's his way of trying to put a bitch in her place. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know what the fuck is going on out here. What's in the fucking water? What's in these drugs y'all taking? But these niggas out here thinking that it's okay to put hands on a full woman is just ridiculous. And to be honest, I don't understand why niggas is not getting shot on sight for putting I just feel like the repercussion of it needs to be heightened. Like.
It does.
Like, it's just crazy. And then, like, you can hear, like, he's obviously the aggressor. So it's not even on some, well, what did she say? Like, no, she's like, yo, just let me leave. He's telling people to get out the room. She obviously does not feel safe to be alone in the room with him. Like, and then why are these motherfuckers ain't acting like this nigga ain't 5'3"? Like, they can't just take him by the head and just move him out and be like, yo, we out. Like, why are we even, like, I don't understand why it even progressed as long as it did. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like it's just crazy.
And these girls out here dating these dudes.
They're just accepting anything just because of like the you know, they're celebrities and you know whatnot. Right. So it's very unacceptable. It's not excusing them from doing that, but I guess
for this to have happened multiple times, like he clearly doesn't have people holding him accountable for his bullshit. From what I've always heard, his mom and his friends always come to his rescue and to his defense and kind of, they try to sweep things under the rug or sensationalize it to make him look like some sort of victim. Whether he tried to make the girl out to be a gold digger, or she cheated, or she was, you know, doing something else. But that still doesn't give you a right to put hands on a chick.
At all. And at the end of the day, those are the type of women that you like to affiliate yourself with. So I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. There's no,
and everyone's like, no, he has a daughter. What if someone treated his daughter that way? You don't have to. It shouldn't take someone thinking of a female family member to like get someone to understand that hitting a woman is wrong.
Right.
Yeah, you got a daughter, you got a mama, you got aunties, you got cut. Like, so what, nigga?
Exactly.
Don't put your hands on him.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Pussy ass.
Disgusting.
He's so frustrating. Like.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
Every time I see him, you know what? I feel like shit ain't been the same since he got caught on that on a commercial flight when he was posing like he was taking a private jet.
Oh my god.
Posted with the money. Bow Wow just been taking L's for
shit ain't been right since he cut his braids off.
No.
Once he cut his braids off, it was downhill from there. Once he did the whole let me, and he did that whole, it was down. It was done.
Done. And the white beater with the bandana tie.
Done. This whole
little, like, he was a Sierra when he did that, right?
Done, man. Ooh.
Well, she leveled up.
Level up, hey.
Yo. It takes a couple of them to, you know, get to where she is. You know, it's a climb. It's a slow and steady climb.
She kissed a lot of frogs.
She gets the Prince Charming.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I would even call them bitches frogs, but y'all can have it.
Goddamn amphibians, honey.
Hey.
That's an amphibian.
Ooh. All right, so we're going to move on to Meek's favorite segment, a.k.a. dumb shit niggas say, or dumb shit men say. You know, we need like a little theme song to go into this segment. So what does our dumb shit nigga say this week, Miss Meek?
For the Dens segment. For the Dens segment for this week, we're gonna just also wrap it up with another pussy ass nigga. I gave him pussy ass nigga like probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and that's Mr. Lanes. You know what I'm saying? Like, this gremlin, come to find out, he gonna text an apology and say, I'm sorry, I was too drunk, or I would like something of that. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me to read it verbatim. Sorry, I was too drunk, or I was too drunk, I'm sorry. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
This brings up a topic for me before we lay it into into this gremlin nigga. I feel like some men don't know how to properly apologize. Like, somewhere down the line, they were told or accepted, like, oh, let me just say I'm sorry, or what. No, like, there's a process to apologizing. Like, unless action is met up with your words, that apology is
null and void.
Yeah. So, text message? And blame it on the alcohol?
There's no alcohol in this world that's gonna make you want to shoot somebody. Like, not, what the fuck?
Bro, it's real. What the fuck was you drinking, yo?
Right, that wasn't alcohol.
Like we said a few episodes ago, how do you get to the point where you're so mad that you literally pull a gun out, aim it at somebody?
Like, you thought about it first.
Yeah. And then literally pull the trigger. How do you get through those steps? I'm sorry, ain't no liquor in the world. Ain't no Four Locos. Ain't no Mad Dogs.
We deal with some people being in industry. We deal with so many drunk people all day.
Ain't no Smirnoff.
There's no way. There's Smirnoff.
Everclear. None of that.
And I'm gonna be like, I'm so drunk, I'm about to shoot this nigga. In the foot. Bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? This never
you
happened.
Risk it all, though. Risk
right, my
all.
Life is over. Because he was doing good. He had some motherfucking hits. Yeah, like, now I gotta delete him from my whole iTunes. Period.
I ain't got a damn thing to do. I don't listen to that nigga at all.
It was a lot of good remixes.
I'm just like, yeah, just like R. Kelly.
Facts. Shit.
Still cast, nigga. The fuck?
Facts.
It's true.
That shit goes. Like, if that's going to even lie.
R. Kelly. It
goes.
Nothing but the motherfucker. But.
However, we can still cancel that nigga. I mean, I don't have anyone to cancel because I don't listen to him, so. It's like he doesn't exist, but it's just the extra fuck you.
But someone did mention, like, it's the sad part is that another block from Drake and niggas is gonna completely forget about what the hell happened with the whole shooting of the pinky toe. Like,
no, I'm not. What the fuck? I'm not.
No, they
shout out to Stella.
Like, it's not funny, but I'm just saying, like, people just gonna forget, like, for sure. And I just think, like, that's where we fell. Like, motherfuckers went and canceled the fuck out of Doja Cat because she wants to sit up in a fucking racist ass chat room and say nigger, Nick with the ER. Like, oh, hell no, that bitch canceled.
She still won a Grammy.
But I didn't feel the same, like, energy.
Don't you get a Grammy, dog?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who?
For what? I'll send it to y'all. But she won a Grammy. Twitter.
I'm not surprised she won a Grammy because that's not ran by us. True. If it was ran by us, she probably wouldn't know.
True. So yeah. People are saying that whole Doja Cat thing was a scam. So apparently some guy who had been, like, I guess in those same chat rooms with her, had been like trying to get her attention, try to hook up with her. You know, he was interested in dating her and she turned him down. So he decided to start this whole hate campaign and call her, you know, anti-black and all this stuff. So some people are trying to, you know, filter out if this was, you know, something that she was really a part of or was it just, you know, a guy getting his heart broken with a girl he, I guess, had no chance with, and he just trying to ruin her whole career because of it.
But that makes the story even worse.
Yeah, it does.
That makes it even worse. Yeah, here we got freaking bullet shatters, pictures, text messages proving that the gremlin did it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, niggas is still not giving him the same energy that they gave Doja Cat. Like, at all.
Yeah. And, you know, we can always say that's based on, you know, her sex. Being a black woman, you just don't get the grace. But, you know, they say it is what it is.
It is what it is, dog.
I hate that, though. Do you still listen to Doja?
No.
No.
You guys don't? No,
I don't.
I haven't. I never really, well, I used to listen to some of her stuff, but.
I never really was like.
No, go ahead.
I was about to say I never had like an album. Like, it was some, like, she can rap her ass off, and it was some songs where I was like, hell yes.
Nah, I hated that cow song she did, but I was thinking, I was like, what the? But I did just recently hear her on a video with City Girls. I mean, song with City Girls. Yeah, she was on a remix of that song.
Yeah, I heard it goes. And I see people still talk about her like, yo, if Doja was on this song, she'd kill it. You know, people still understand that she's an incredible rapper. It just sucks to get tied up in some internet drama, bro.
You still think about it. Like, I'll listen to him like, man, should I even be listening to this right now?
No, real talk. But back to Tori. Like, another thing that makes Tori so bad is that, like, he just sat back and just allowed people to come at Megan that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And yeah, he probably was like, probably was advised by his, you know, lawyer or whatever. But yeah, like okay, if you truly sorry, you see that the internet is coming after this chick, like, do something, say something. Don't just allow her to get, like, cause they like, oh yeah, she big, she is a big bitch, like, she came at me, blah blah, you know, all this crazy shit. Like,
yeah,
show that you're sorry. And that goes back into the whole, like, niggas don't know how to really properly apologize.
Yeah, and that was the whole point of people saying, like, if he apologized, like, that same night or the very next day, but then he continued to allow people to slander her. Exactly. And, you know, and not only that, he's liking comments on these blogs. Exactly. In agreement with certain people. So I'm just like, bro, what is it? Are you sorry? Are you sorry or not? No, he's not.
Not sorry.
It's like he could care less. He just has his people telling him to be quiet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we're going to move on to our red light special. So if you guys have a question for the ladies of the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, shoot us a DM at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod on Twitter or Instagram, or send us an email at crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com. And we may read your question on our show. So we actually got two
you
today,
that,
y'all.
You and low-key, I'm hating because I can't do it.
Look, I've had like 5 Jolly Ranchers today. My tongue is just like, I don't know. I can do it for some reason.
B will always be that friend that go in her purse and have a piece of fucking candy.
You definitely gonna be that old ass lady that got a pepper or a strawberry or something in their purse.
Hell yeah. Little kitty.
Yeah, my great grandmother used to always have the peppermints. You remember those strawberry candies?
Yes.
It was red with the green little.
Yeah. Oh,
those were the best in church.
Gonna be the grandma that always got like a Kleenex wipe or a Clorox wipe, a fucking Listerine. Like, come here, baby, come here, come wash your mouth out real quick. Like, where did you get that from?
But look at Lyric. But look at her daughter, Lyric. Lyric is like, I'm dirty. I need to be clean right now.
That's that OCD we got. I'm sorry, y'all.
Spray you down with a breeze. Like, she had
you set. So the first question tonight, they ask, any advice for us parents helping our kids with virtual learning?
Patience.
Yes, child.
Patience is one. I mean, I will say it got a little better from, like, the first couple of weeks, because, like, going in from, like, the first week and not even having it organized as far as, like, PE, art, library, and, you know, stuff like that, their specials, that was kind of confusing, but it's still a lot. They kind of, like, this week I've seen that they eliminated, like, kids being able to, like, text and have conversations with you through the computer. Like, they can no longer, because there is kids just typing like H, you're like, hey, how are you? I'm missing, you know what I'm saying?
Things so like they're that. Disabling the chat.
Yeah, they disabled the chat for sure. I mean, at least I've seen for me. Yeah, just have patience, because, like, even sometimes with me, like, I walk out the room and, like, just to give Lyric her some of her independence, and I turn around and she's right behind me. I'm like, go back to class, dude.
Yo.
What are you doing in here? And it's just a lot, because then there's other kids that's on there and they're having whole conversations, and the teacher's like, all right, well, we're not going to get off topic, so let's go back to and I actually commend the teachers for having so much patience, because I'll be sitting there like, I'm done for the day. I cannot.
So Prince has cornrows now, and as soon as he logged in, the teacher was like, oh, wow, Prince, your hair's different. He took himself off mute to be like, yeah, and my Mimi braided my hair, and because I cut it, and so she had to cut. I'm just like, bro, you are telling all the business.
Yeah.
Just say thank you and move on.
No, he's talking about a lot.
I feel like my advice is to be the fun parent. And, you know, you have to make learning fun. And the way that I become the fun parent is by smoking weed.
That's funny because I stopped.
Bruh, it really helps me because, like, all of a sudden I have patience. Nothing, like, the frustration goes away because I'm like, you know what? They're recording this session. So if you're not paying attention, we can just play it again later. Like, it's okay. It's going to get done. But it's okay. We'll do it later. Like, I'm not pressed for time. Like, right. I'm not going to let people stress me out about my son being, like, 2 minutes late to sign back into the classroom.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not worried about that. Like,
so
I get up. Even the only one in the class.
Look, I get up. I get him dressed, which is already weird in itself. Like, I'm getting him dressed to go downstairs and sit online. Mm-hmm. And once I get him dressed and settled and he's logged in, I go upstairs. You know, I hit the blunt real quick. And I go downstairs. I fix breakfast. I'm there encouraging. I'm just, you know, a different woman. I'm the fun mom when I'm high. What about you?
Well, my experience has been different because Elijah is not doing virtual learning, so we are full-blown homeschooling. But what I did, though, is I made it a full incorporation of our day. So he's learning everywhere. And mm-hmm. So, like, his day, like, our day starts with he gets up, he has his whole, like, to-do list that I made, and he gets up, gets himself dressed, we eat, you know, breakfast, brush teeth, and then that has to be done by, like, 9:30, and then we go and we take a walk and, like, have a conversation, whatever that conversation is, whatever he wants to talk about, you know what I mean, to, like, start, like, it's not, like, just, like, out of bed straight to work. It's more like, you know, like, get yourself together, all that. Yeah. And I make it short and sweet. I make it thorough, but I make it short and sweet. It normally takes me about like 3 to 4 hours, depending on what we're doing. Cause sometimes like the core stuff, like math and phonics, you know, I spend time on, but then what can elongate it is like reading. So like, I'll just take the book and we'll go like on my patio or like cuddle up on the couch or whatever, and we're reading. And then I have him, like, we do a journal where we like do reading and comprehension. So it's like that whole thing. But I make it a part of his everyday, where it's a part of his, like, you know, like where he knows what he needs to do. Like, just recently over Labor Day weekend, he went to the bay with my sister and my mom. I couldn't go because I had class, and I made a travel folder with assignments that he had to do, and my sister, you know, had him do it, and like, and he knocked him out, and we did it good. But it's like that too. And I think it's also, if there's multiple family members in the home, it's always best to like have a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be very stressful. It's very, very stressful, you know. And I also encourage people to find out, you can find this out through the school, through the teacher, as to like, what are the core goals? I mean, what are the goals for the core learning aspect of this year? So if your child is a second grader, what are the goals that they should be meeting? That way, and it's like the overall goals, not like the little detail goals. So if it's like at second grade, reading a chapter book, knowing how to count money, stuff like that, you can like slowly but surely just implement that. And like, you know what, hey, go read a book for 30 minutes. Or like, you know, if you at a store and you get change, ask your baby to count you to change. Those are just like little things that, you know, like,
absolutely.
Because I guess that's what my concern is, and low-key I stress about, is like making sure he stays on track.
So, and it's real world learning.
Like making sure he stays on track. And you know, from what I hear with the virtual learning, even though it's getting better, like, there's just so much distraction going on. So it's like, I think that would be my advice, to like try to give like a second dose of it. Not, you're not a teacher, you know what I mean? And parents got their own schedule and stuff, you know, to deal with. But like, if you just know what the basic goals are, you can keep it in mind, like, okay, you should be able to do this by the time the year is done. So
yeah. All right, I hope that advice suffices for you guys, because I mean, there's no manual to this shit. We all freestyling it.
At all.
And even though it's stressful, I do think that I know everyone doesn't think the same, but I do think that this pandemic encourages parents to get involved in their kids' education. We can't just leave it up to the system to educate our children. It's a lot, and I know it's a lot to handle. Like, especially it's a lot of single parents out there, but like we got to stay on top of those things, like mm-hmm. getting to know mm-hmm. the teacher, having a clear communication with the teacher, so that way if the teacher is noticing that your baby's lagging, they know that they can contact you, like stuff like that.
No, as exhausted as I was by the time Friday got here, I was still logged on to that PTA meeting, our very first PTA meeting. Right. So, you know, I could see what changes, you know, they plan on making and how they're doing it and when, like just being as hands-on as possible. Yeah, right. 5 o'clock came around. I was like, fuck, I don't want to do this. But look, it was just 30 minutes. Knock it out.
And then
sometimes it don't even be that long. It'd be super fast.
No, yeah. Right. And I've been hearing that a lot of parents are recognizing is actually not on track as they thought they were. So, you know, like, we got to get involved. Like,
no, seriously.
Like, you don't want to find out that your baby not graduating the week before graduation. Like,
right.
Like, yeah,
you know what? And another piece of advice I would say is to give your children grace, because this is new for them, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So try to understand it. This is new for everybody.
Also, use your resources. Everyone does social media, because at the end of the day, one thing I learned is like I had to reach out to in my resources to get me prepped to like be a homeschool parent, because it freaked me the fuck out. Like, naturally, I am not a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard for me to simplify my thoughts like that. But I joined parenting groups on Facebook and like got feedback, and I had questions, and they like, oh, you know what I mean? So use your community. So, you know, yeah, you might not be, you know, good with math or English or anything, but don't be afraid to like reach out to like groups in Facebook, and maybe there's like a free tutoring service or whatever. Like, use your resources. That's another.
Yeah. Just to touch back on what like you said, Meek, it's like you gotta want your child to grow and learn as well. And if you don't, once you lack in that as a parent, then you don't want your child to succeed, then that's gonna fall on you as well. Especially right now with them being homeschooled. Like, parents really have to step up and actually want their kid to grow and want them to learn. So,
yeah. And that's why I smoke weed, because it turns me into a positive person. Like, my attitude changes about everything, and so does my son's, because it's like, okay, mom's, she's not stressing. She's cool. Okay.
But they can feel that.
We're going to make it work.
Yep.
They absolutely can. Mm-hmm. All right. So the second question of our red light special, I like this one, because I feel like it's going to give us a chance to get to know each other better, like just us three as friends. So they ask, what are your love languages? Who would like to go first?
Before we start, do you all know what the five love languages are, just so that way we're on the same scale?
Yeah,
go ahead, tell our listeners what the five love languages are.
Okay, so the five love languages are words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Dun, 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 dun.
Go ahead, keep the trend going.
Elizabeth.
Oh, me?
You always go first.
I always go first.
I'll go first if you want. You can go.
Go ahead, me.
Mine will be like physical touch.
Okay.
Rubbing
your titties and shit. Like, she's like,
what's going on?
I'm like, look, she got me rubbing my titties and looking at her.
And then quality time is, like, important to me, you know? Just those little things. Because then, like, I want it for, like, that little bit. And then, like, you can go on about your day.
Sagittarius.
And your life after that.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Okay. That was fun. So physical touch and quality time.
Yeah. Those would be my two.
Okay. Meek, what are yours?
I like all of them. I would say quality time, physical touch, and acts of service.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, I need action behind words. Like, yeah, I love like words of affirmation, but like they really don't mean shit if there's no action. Like. So that's why I had to go with the acts of service before the words of affirmation.
Okay.
And, like, the receiving gifts, you can't buy me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... Right. Like, I like gifts, but don't think that just because you bought a gift that you get certain... You know what I mean? So...
But then you also don't like surprises, so...
No, I love surprises.
I don't like surprises.
I don't like surprises. Don't surprise me with something because
I love surprises because like that, like well, the fact that you put that into work, that means that like I would hope that you'd be paying attention. Now, if you try to surprise me some shit and it's like far left, yeah, we're gonna have to have a conversation. But a lot of times when I got surprised, it was like the dude paid attention to like the details, and that was just like a complete turn on to me. So like, I like surprises because I'm that way. I do that. Like, I do the whole like, you know, you see me do that, E, where like I go see Bay and like have some things packed that he wasn't expecting, or my cook something or whatever, like do some shit that you're not expecting me to do, you know. And
well, those are just kind of like acts of service though.
Yeah, but it's things that you don't expect me to do, like, but it's still a surprise though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bethany. So my love language is acts of service and quality time.
Okay.
And I feel like it's changed over the years because I think I'm just realizing what that really means, like how that really affects my life, how I show love to other people, how I like to receive it. Because I thought I was like a physical touch person. I'm not. Like, if I'm not, it's nice to feel wanted, but I don't. Physical touch isn't the way to always show me. So I guess words of affirmation is also one of my love languages. I'm cool with that too.
Yeah.
But acts of service is important because you can say, like you said, you can say whatever. Say
anything.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit.
Acts of service is how I show my love.
Exactly. But see, also I was thinking about this too, where it's like we all are this way, like independent, very like alpha. We could say alpha, you know, and it's like in order for a man to like position himself in our life like that, like you have to show, you know what I mean, some type of you have to insert some type of acts of service. Like, because if I feel like I gotta handle everything on my own, I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna treat you like a bitch. Like,
straight
I'm
up,
keeping it straight funky. Like, I'm gonna just look at you like a bitch and treat you like a bitch. Like, if I'm like, oh, I got everything, I'm good, like, yeah. Or if I feel that way, because what that tells me is, like, I don't feel secure with you leading. You know what I'm saying?
You can't control the situation at all.
You can't. You can't handle it. So, like, that's the reason why acts of service is so important to me. Like, men just want to... Some men just want to just be... wanted us to just hand that over like that. And it's like, no. Like, just like a job, when you have a resume and you have to prove that you are, you know, able to fulfill the position, you got to do that like with me.
Yeah, for sure. Yo, agree. So do you feel like your love language has changed as you've gotten older, like how it was with me? Because I feel like I whoever that girl was 25 through 30, totally different chick now.
Definitely. I feel like for me, I had to like experience a couple of relationships to actually find out who I was and what I like and what I don't like being in different relationships.
That's why I don't see like relationships as like, oh, I should have never like dealt with this person, because you're going to learn something about yourself. Like, well, why?
Learn what I do like and what I don't like. Right.
Yeah. I feel like the younger Meek, I was a creation of my environment. And I feel like through my 20s, I just got back to my innate self. So like, and what I mean by that is like my younger Meek was way more like, I know I'm aggressive and hard, but I'm actually I'm pretty soft too. You know what I mean?
Aggressive, so, hard. Yeah.
No,
and
I see
your soft side.
Yeah,
I feel like we're more connected now.
Yeah, I'm pretty soft, but and I'm also like I'm not afraid to show my emotions and communicate my emotions. Whereas when I was younger, I was just emulating my mother. You know, I don't need no nigga. Fuck that shit. This my shit. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I was doing that. And, like, but that wasn't who I was. And then, like, I kept, you know, getting the same result over and over and kept finding myself in the same position over and over. And it wasn't until I started, like, really getting to know who Meek was where I'm like, oh, shit, I actually love to be touched. Like, public affection, period. Low-key, I'm probably affection deprived because...
You know what? I like PDA.
Yeah, I
love public displays of affection. I do like that.
I love that. Yeah. Like I love and like even if it's a little touch at the lower back or something, like, you know what I mean? Just like a little reminder, like, oh, okay. All right, I see you. Like I love that. Quality time is nothing more attractive or sexy for someone to like invest their time with you and organically want to spend that time with you. Like
you enjoy being around that person.
Like, even if we ain't doing shit, even if I'm in the next room, you just so elated that I'm in the next room. Like, that is just...
And isn't it dope when you can just be quiet with someone? There doesn't have to be conversation flowing. You can, you're at peace with just being quiet and just being there.
Laying on the chest.
Yeah. Look at her. Oh, cuddling ass.
Close my eyes.
I love cuddles.
So comfortable.
I love cuddles. Yeah, like, that's good. Like the best thing. Yeah, all that shit.
Look, toughen up. We sad tears. We're too cool to be all having our hearts on our sleeves and shit.
Sometimes, like, I'll be doing that. And then, like, even to being too soft sometimes for me, because y'all know I'm, like, nice as fuck. Kind of bites me in the ass at the end of the day. Sometimes I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have did that shit with that person. But you live and you learn. You live and you learn, you know? You live and you learn.
I just think that it takes a lot for someone to get to that utopia with us. Mm-hmm. Like, it actually does exist, but it's a fucking journey to fucking get there. And some niggas don't know that they actually close. I think that's it. Like, some niggas don't be knowing that they actually at the gate, and then they do some fuck shit, and then you be like, ah, gotta send your ass back with the peasants. Like,
reel it back in. Reel it back in.
Damn, banished.
Boom. Yeah.
What Nene say? The door is closed.
Yes. Honey.
All right. Big, do you have a quote for us? This week, honey.
I do. Hold on. I have to bring it back up.
Oh, I thought it was on your shirt.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. No, because I was looking at quotes. Oh, shit. Looking at quotes early, and I forgot I made the executive decision to go this way. Okay, so this week's quote is, don't be basic. Okay? Like, a lot of motherfuckers nowadays with this pandemic is stressing people out. They don't know what to do. They press. And they doing a lot of basic shit. Don't allow them to knock you off your square. And do not be basic. Rise, my love. Elevate. Okay? Rise above. Challenge yourself. And go forward.
Can we see your shirt? I was hoping she was going to flash us, but just kidding. Wait! Oh, titties. Okay. So for those, you know. We do have a YouTube channel. Hi, You can find us on the bomb feed. You know?
It's like,
so look.
You know, like the Star Wars when they like the thing comes goes big. You know?
Yes. Oh my God. All right. So that concludes today's show, guys. Thank you for tuning in this week. As always, we really appreciate it. We love it when you guys follow us on Instagram and Twitter and talk to us and tweet us and love our Instagram captions and, you know, hop in the DMs. We talk back. Well, you know, I take that back. Elizabeth has a million DMs. She probably won't see it till next year.
She probably might not get next.
I will see it, but some of them I won't reply because you guys be putting some dumb shit in there sometimes. But dumb I'll see shit. Some of them.
Next week, we're going to do a segment of niggas say dumb shit, and it's going to be off of your DMs. And I'm just going to read them.
No. How about this? How about we all bring something from my DMs next episode?
Oh, bro, my DMs are dry. Niggas don't be in my DMs like that.
She lying. Nah,
bro. She lying.
She lying, y'all. Them DMs be fire.
No, real talk. Nobody's in my DMs, okay? No one's like, Elizabeth, they be wanting to risk that shit off. She be doing them little videos and shit where she, like, look back, smirk at you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
make one butt cheek jump.
That part. Yeah, her shit jumping. I don't have, you know who be in my DMs? My auntie, like, girl, I saw your podcast, girl, good job. Like, thank you.
Oh, look, if you're not subscribed, if you're not subscribed yet, make sure you go to BOMB, Black Opinions Matter, subscribe. You will see our new episodes every Monday. We are so excited to be a part of that new family. Welcome everyone to Las Vegas. Until next time, we'll holla at y'all.